Well, Kimberly, it's fantastic to be the coach of the New South Wales Country 15-a-side team in the under-17s this year at City versus Country. Bit of flavour to it and quite a bit of skill on the way through as well. But how did you enjoy putting the boot into the City Slickers?
Yeah, no, it was good. 2 years in a row now, just to see the girls come out, show their skills, I think, especially to the crowd, for them to see what the girls can actually do. It was good.
It's a great challenge, isn't it? Because there's enormous obsession with 7-a-side rugby. We've had country champs in 7-a-side, but a ripping 15-a-side earlier this year down there in Campbelltown. But it's really trying to get that group of girls between about 13 and 17 engaged, not only to play, but be part of the representative program as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's what we're finding, is a lot of the girls that we've got in our side now play the sevens on a weekly basis, so to move them into the 15s is a bit of a challenge for them to start with, for what we're working with, to see where they've come in that 15s and see how much they're enjoying it, and it can only grow from here.
What about you as a coach? You've been at it for a couple of years, you've done a bit of club coaching at Wanderers as well, and of course you're originally a Singo girl, part of the Cougars. Tell us a little bit about your journey starting off playing rugby.
Yeah, so I started off with the Cougars back in 99, so a while ago now. Played with those guys for a couple of years and then moved into, went down to Sydney and played with Parramatta a couple of years in the New South Wales Waratahs in 2005, and then was in the Wallaroos squad in 2006, so that's where my background comes from.
And it must be fantastic to finally see, you know, the Bill Cork Super W. Who would have thought that ever would have happened? It's great to see also ladies such as your Katrina Barkers and your Inga Vesses, you know, getting a chance too from the scrub. Sure, they've got to move to Sydney and do the hard yards, but the door is open for the girls, and this is part of it as well, as, you know, in less than five years, most of these girls who played for City or Country are going to be part of the Super W in some shape or form.
Yeah, agree, and I think that's the platform for the girls to see that you can come from the bush and actually make it into those sides. So to see some of those girls that you've just said there move into that Super W, it gives these girls that opportunity to see that there is somewhere for them to go after this.
And good to see that there's prominence for the Bill Cork Wallaroos as well, finally being part of the Wirtaslow Cup experience. New Zealand has a fantastic competition there where basically the teams are international teams that play each other in a provincial sense, but also the European teams get to play in a women's Six Nations that are 5 tests at least every year. So at the very least, we should have a Grand Slam tour for the ladies that follows the blokes in November, to be quite frank, for the Bill Cork Wallaroos.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I think just seeing the exposure that the girls are getting, especially from the sevens experience, and I think that's where a lot of these girls are seeing that, coming from the touch side of things as well, that there is more to it than the touch and just the tackle, being able to tackle someone as well, which they can't do in the Oztag and things like that. Getting more of those girls into it. So the more exposure we can get, the more we're putting it out there to these girls to get involved in it.
And who was the best player you played with when you played at the Wallaroos? Was it Toby McGann, or was it Louise Burrows, or... You know, legendary hard woman herself there, Amanda Ferguson?
Yeah, probably Louise Burrows. Toby McGann was out there as well. But yeah, probably Louise was probably the toughest one, yeah.
Seeing we've just had a Hall of Fame thing going in another sport, but we actually have a Wallabies Hall of Fame. And now we've had nearly 20 years, 25 years of Wallaroos rugby. I'd surely see that on John Eel's night that maybe Louise Burrows, even though she's still playing, she should be the first woman inducted as a Wallaroos Hall of Fame recipient.
Totally agree. Someone at her age that's still playing is a massive achievement. So I'm only a couple of years older than her, but there's no way I would still be out there running around like she is now. So yeah, hats off. She should definitely be the first one in there.
So what do we need in women's rugby now? Is it just more support financially for the girls to make that step between the club stuff and Super W, more games in Super W, more test matches as well, and just more support for the women's game, because that's where it's flourishing? But the great challenge, as we said, is the challenge between 7s to 15 to get those girls to be able to play all forms of the game.
Yeah, I agree. I think because of the exposure the 7s have at the moment, and obviously how the Australian girls went, I think that's where a lot of the girls want to play at the moment, because that's the highlight. So it's trying to get more girls into the game so we can get the 15-a-side actually happening a bit more. So out here in the country, a lot of them struggle to get 15-a-side, so they're playing the 7s or the 10s, to get that exposure of the games out there so we can get more of the country girls into playing the 15s.
Finally, what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is Newcastle?
So I actually work in the mines, so health safety manager in for the mines there, so I travel around a bit between New South Wales and Queensland. In my spare time, it's rugby on the weekends.
Well, Kim, you've done a sensational job, not only in playing the game and wearing the green gold, but now as part of the real foundational stuff moving forward for our sport, and we thank you for your time.
No worries, thank you.